Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Two whistleblower stories. When you put them back to back, they paint a terrifying picture. Five assassin teams allowed to stalk Trump on our soil. Three of them are foreign, two are domestic. According to a Department of Homeland Security whistleblower who is just trying to keep Donald Trump alive. They went to Matt Gaetz this time. Here's Gaetz from his interview overnight with investigative reporter John Solomon, formerly of TheHill.com. He has his own site now.
I think the public should know that the Secret Service was aware of five assassination teams at the time they were taking protective assets away from President Trump and redeploying them to other people with less of a risk profile around them.
That is just unbelievable. Congressman, you do such...
Wait, what? And look, I know you're doing a lot of stuff this morning, getting ready for work, and you're trying to process this. Let me play that again.
I'll break a little news for you. I had a senior official from the Department of Homeland Security in my office before the second assassination attempt saying that what he has assessed is that there are five known assassination teams in the United States, three inspired by other governments, two that are here that are known domestic assassination teams. And with that, this individual was coming to me concerned that the force protection around President Trump, even prior to that second assassination attempt, was not sufficient for what it needed to be. And the coordination at that...
They stood down. He stood down. This is practically attempted murder. It all makes sense now. They knew three foreign teams. I wonder if they came illegally over Kamala's border. I'm curious. I don't know. Two domestic are stalking him. They knew all they had to do was stand down. They took the perimeter away. We know that. We know that from the second whistleblower report overnight. This is Senator Josh Hawley. His is another office. These whistleblowers who are trying so hard to save Trump's life are going to in desperation. God bless these people. The courage it takes for that. And Matt Gaetz will address that later in the interview. He says, look, they're very afraid of retaliation for telling you that the Secret Service knew. We're talking about the top, not the agents right around Trump. The Secret Service knew these assassination teams. Five of them are stalking Trump. No one else, just Trump. And they stood down anyway. Now put that with what Senator Josh Hawley got from another whistleblower. This breaking overnight about how they stood down on that golf course in a way they never do. Now we know why. Now we know why there was no perimeter security, because they knew the assassination teams were out there. That's why.
That golf course that the president was playing, Secret Service have guarded that course many, many times. And what the whistleblower says is protocol calls for Secret Service to station agents along the places in the course that are known vulnerabilities. I want to emphasize, the service has guarded this course many times. They know where there are vulnerabilities. They normally station agents there ahead of Trump's appearance on the course, but they apparently did not do that this last weekend. And the whistleblowers tell me That's strange. That's out of protocol. It's not even clear Secret Service swept the perimeter before Trump took to the course. Also a breach of protocol. And they want to know why, and so do I. I think the Secret Service deserves to give us answers.
Okay. Secret Service already has. Here's acting director of the Secret Service, Ron Rowe, lying earlier this week. I'm going to explain what the lie is here. He said, well, you know, we stood down because it was impromptu. Okay, this is a longstanding Secret Service tradition. If there's an impromptu stop, they don't do a perimeter sweep because it's assumed, hey, you know, we stopped at a restaurant because Trump wanted to stop here and say hi to some people. We weren't planning to do it. So a shooter couldn't plan because they would not know Trump was going to do it, right? So you don't need to do the usual searches and sweeps.
How many times did your agents go around the perimeter and scope out the golf course during the 12 hours that this guy was holed up in shrubbery?
So this was an off-the-record movement. It wasn't a site that was on his scheduled. It wasn't part of his schedule. So there was no posting up of it because he wasn't supposed to have gone there in the first place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
That's a lie. Let me tell you why. That golf course adjoins Trump's home. This is not a random stop at a restaurant that's unplanned. Trump's home is supposed to be guarded. And yet you just heard from Senator Josh Hawley that places that are always guarded were abandoned on Sunday. Key points that are known vulnerabilities were deliberately abandoned on Sunday, according to the whistleblower. The same time you're finding out Secret Service, the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees Secret Service, knew the whole time there are 5 assassination teams out after Trump. This guy, they got to lock him down. He can't go out anymore because it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. Here's Senator Josh Hawley explaining why the Secret Service director is lying. This is not a typical impromptu stop. Well, you know, we didn't bother to secure around that golf course because, you know, Trump decided at the last minute to golf. It's his home. So what's the Secret Service director saying? Well, we just didn't bother to secure his home. So, you know, we let a guy lay there for 12 hours with a gun. Knowing there were 5 assassination teams on our soil stalking Trump.
I mean, Donald Trump plays golf frequently. He has been to this course frequently. It adjoins his residence. It's not as if they parachuted him in somewhere where they'd never been before. Clearly, the shooter, the would-be assassin, thought he might well be there, and he was able to camp out for 12 hours and have nobody come up to him. I have to tell you, Bill, this is a lot like Crooks, the other assassin back in Butler, who was able to get on that roof, able to take a line of sight and ultimately take shots, and nobody did anything until he started shooting the president. I mean, really, this is totally unacceptable.
Now we know why nobody did anything. Because they knew the assassination teams were out there. It all makes sense. And God bless the courageous and brave whistleblowers of the Department of Homeland Security who are trying to save Trump's life, who know. Can you imagine knowing their assassination teams stalking Trump, knowing that the leadership of the Secret Service is deliberately standing down so they can get him not once but twice, and going, oh my gosh, I have to, you're looking in the faces of your kids, you're looking at your mortgage, you're going, I have to stand, I have to go and blow the whistle on this to save the president, and what will it cost me? And Matt Gaetz dealt with that while talking to John Solomon about the whistleblowers.
So there are five, I just want to follow up, five assassination teams. Are they all targeting Trump? Is it other officials?
Yes. No, wow. I should have been clear about that. Five teams that we know are targeting Trump. And so that raises real questions about why certain teams were being pulled off of the Trump deal detail and put on, for example, the Jill Biden detail. Now, we don't want anything bad to happen to Jill Biden, but at the same time, the threat envelope for her was substantially different than the threat envelope around President Trump, and it would not have necessitated pulling assets away from the Trump detail for the Jill Biden detail or the John Bolton detail or any other details that were beefed up. At the same time, the requests from the Trump detail and from the Trump campaign for more security were going unanswered.
Wow.
Now, remember how deliberate this was, okay? Remember what we just learned. The leadership of the Secret Service specifically told the agents on Trump's team not to request additional security for the Butler rally. Normally, there's a form that they fill out for that. They said, don't fill out the form. You're not getting it. You don't request extra security, knowing the assassin teams were out there. Then they denied the drone. They told the local police not to use their drone, the one that is specifically for spotting shooters and eliminating them. They lied to local police, as we learned this week from another whistleblower in Butler, and said, don't worry, we'll secure the AGR glass building. We, the Secret Service, will. They lied. And nobody showed up to do it. You put this together, folks, it looks, you know what it looks like. It looks homicidal. You put it all together and it looks homicidal.
I mean, you think about what happened in the second assassination attempt. Someone was able to park outside and plan and prepare and lie in wait for the former president. That should never happen.
No. No, it should not. But it did. It's all coming together. And that doesn't even count what happened at the Tennessee rally. Was that another assassination attempt? Have you heard about this? 20 people sitting right off the stage. You know the ones you see in the background when Trump speaks? There's two sides there on the stage for that rally, okay? One side is fine. The other side, all of them had to be treated. Some kind of chemical burn. FBI got involved. We still don't know what it is. All of them were injured by some sort of chemical. Just feet from where Trump was speaking. Is that our third assassination attempt? Is that where we are this morning? As the media normalizes the idea, hey, you know what? It's with Trump speaking the way he does, it's just normal for him to, you know, be assassinated every 30 days or so. It's just normal. Just accept it.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.